Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Def Leppard, Whitesnake, Wasp, Queensryche.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of my co-host, co-founder, and great friend Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to another episode of our music podcast. Today is the penultimate in our June 2024 new music series, and we've got a couple of folks who are going to have picks today, and then we'll have a big finish tomorrow for you, courtesy of the Suburban Party Line. But today, to get started off, I'm going to make a pick. How about that? There's an album that came out in June that I'm particularly fond of and didn't have really any idea it was coming out. I wasn't sure that this group was even making music anymore. And the group I refer to is the Dirty Three. Dirty Three have put out their first album in 12 years. It came out in June 2024. And it is entitled Love Changes Everything. Dirty Three are an instrumental group made up of Warren Ellis on the violin and other instruments, Mick Turner on guitar, and Jim White on drums. Now, on the Dirty Three's Bandcamp page, there's a little blurb here describing the album and the comeback, and it probably says what needs to be said way better than what I could say. So I'm going to start off by reading you that. It says, quote, "Appropriately disheveled, the three emerge from the unending waves of time to pick up their guitar, drum, and viola slash violin slash piano slash slash synthesizer slash loops slash percussion for their first album in a decade. Their playing encompasses all, from the original fury of their unlikely power trio to an impressionist cinema later on, mercurial, tumultuous to ambient to adagio, mood and emotion drawn up to dazzling heights from the humble human scale." Wow. That encompasses it without a doubt. It's a beautiful, beautiful record. It only consists of 6 songs. They're all titled Love Changes Everything, Love Changes Everything 1 through Love Changes Everything 6. They range in time from 4 minutes 39 seconds to 10 minutes and 15 on the last piece. And it's vivid, and it is like waves, and it comes and goes, and it really does paint a million pictures in your mind when you listen to this music. I just find it so invigorating, so refreshing, so amazing. And if you don't know the Dirty Three's work, I encourage you to check them out. This is as good a place to start as any, but they do have an amazing back catalog of records that they began putting out, going all the way back to the year 1994 when their first CD came out, and they started playing in the year 1992, late 92 or 93, I believe. You may know the name Warren Ellis. He plays with Nick Cave in the band The Bad Seeds and has collaborated with many, many musicians across his musical career. But let's hear now from my pick for new music from June 2024. Let's Love Changes Everything from the album of the same name by The Dirty Three.
Good evening, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rock in the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for June new music. First up is a band from Nashville consisting of three cousins. They are called Goodbye June. Their latest album is called Deep Into Trouble, and I describe the sound as hard rock fused with southern blues. A quick little background to this band: they were formed out of a family tragedy in the month of June, when guitarist Tyler Baker lost his brother Shane Baker in an auto accident. They decided to form a band to write songs and make music as a way to deal with their grief and to honor Shane's memory. The song I'd like for you to play is called Pile of Bones, and unfortunately, Tyler Baker had another tragedy in his life. He lost his father, David Baker, in a house explosion caused by a gas leak. The video for this song was filmed on the site of that location. Second pick is the band Maverick from Belfast, Ireland. Their latest album is called Silver Tongue. I would describe their sound as 80s inspired melodic hard rock. The band cited influences like Def Leppard, Whitesnake, Wasp, Queensryche, just to name a few. And before they got serious and formed their band in 2012, they were primarily a covers band that played that type of music. And the song I like for you to play is called Sweet Surrender.
Never ever truly see what you feel.
for my honorable mention closeout song is by the band Robert John and the Wreck. They're from Southern California, specifically Orange County. Their latest album is called Red Moon Rising. Describe the sound as Southern-styled hard rock. And the song I'd like for you to play is called Stone Cold Killer. In closing, as always, Jim Patrick Interns, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs and listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
She's a natural born beauty with a deep low cut. Poison in her fingers with a violent strut. Pistol on her hip swings, and she's coming back for more. Breathes in fire, burning down the door. She's a bad news coming with the cold black.
And all you need is love. It changes everything. Somebody said that once.